aluminum.
Alright.
I also have an iron.
Okay. Did you ever have one when you were growing up? Did your mother have one with legs on it?
Yeah, a Dutch oven.
Did that work?
On a black pot.
Now, did that go into the fireplace ever?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she called it a Dutch oven?
Yeah, it's like those country kettles that we have now that are electric. It's just a big pot with little legs on it, and it had a lid, and you could set it even on the open fire if you wanted. It's one quite as big as the old-fashioned black pot, the big pot that they boil the greens and things like that in.
And it could just be set in the fireplace and done? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it could be.
That's neat.
We had a wood stove that was part wood and part gas. You could use outside with gas, or you could build a fire in the middle and cook on the wood stove.
Oh, okay. Okay, now supposing you had something big and black out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to wash your clothes.
Wash pot.
Okay. Would you ever use it for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
I don't remember that we ever had one, but I don't know whether they used it for anything other than washing their clothes or not.
Oh, then you didn't have one, but you just heard.
Mm-hmm. I know what they are. I've seen them, you know,
okay.
A lot of places, but we didn't have one. My mother had one of the earliest washing machines. She didn't like it. She didn't use it very much. It had a crank, you know, that would turn the...
Yeah.
To wring out the clothes, they called it, and then you'd hang them up. But she didn't use it very much, but she didn't like it. She had a bread maker, too, and she didn't like that. She just...
A bread maker?
An old tiny bread maker where they had a crank that they turned, you know, that mixed the flour and everything together.
Rather than doing it by hand?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I never even heard of one of those. And she wouldn't use that either?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, you couldn't very well use that to boil vegetables in.
Okay.
I know they used those pots that you're talking about when they made... what is that? Good gracious. They make it every, like, we used to make it every 4th of July where they cooked the pork and the chicken and outdoors.
Oh.
Cooked it all night long. Oh, I can't remember what the name of it is right now because I don't much like it, so.
Okay, if you remember, tell me later.
I will.
Okay, now, what do you call a container that you might plant a flower in and keep it in the house?
A flower pot?
All right, what do you call a container for a cut flower?
Vase.
Okay. All right, what do you call the eating utensils that you set a table with?
Dishes.
All right, what do you call the utensils themselves, the three things you
well,
set out? That you eat.
Silver.
Uh-huh. Silver. What are they called, each one?
Knives, forks, and spoons.
Okay. All right, now, supposing your dishes are all dirty. And you say, it's almost supper time, and before we have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
Okay. After you wash the dishes, you might...
Dry them.
Right, before drying them, if you wash it... And
rinse them.
Okay. What do you call that cloth or rag that you use to wash dishes with?
Wash rag.
All right, what do you call the one you use to dry them with?
No, wait. The wash rag is what you use in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And the kitchen, well, what do you call it? Dish rag.
Oh, all right. And what do you call the one you dry dishes with?
Drying cloth.
Okay. And the one, all right, the next question is the one in the bathroom.
Wash rag.
Okay. What do you dry yourself with in the bathroom?
Towel.
Okay. All right. Now, what did people used to buy flour in when they bought big quantities at once?
A barrel?
Okay. What do you call? Let's see. All right. What do you turn on at the water pipe or in the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
Okay.
On the fire.